some other people that were close to us were kind of just looking. It's all cool.
Hey, this is Nikita from the band Everfound, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
This is a story about my mother, and it's true. Every word of it. Maybe you'll laugh when I tell you, or write it off as a fairy tale. It couldn't possibly be true. I mean, how could it? Back then, Mom was a student at a national university in Tokyo. Excuse me. You didn't fill out a slip. I could grab one for you.
Don't bother. I'm not a student here. Five people live in that one. And there, just two. Some families have money. Some don't. It'd be nice to have a home. A place where I belong.
I could belong there too, if you don't mind the company.
Hana.
Yeah?
There's something I have to tell you.
I'm listening. My mother knew the world was full of mysteries, but his heart wasn't one of them. Mom gave birth to me in that tiny apartment they called home, bringing me into the world as the snow fell outside. The following spring, my little brother was born.
Your daddy was special. He was truly one of a kind. If you could only be one thing, would you be people or wolves? I want you to have that choice.
Where are we, Mommy?
This is our new home.
Oh, she's the one who just moved in up there, isn't she?
How long do you think she'll last?
I feel like I'm making it up as I go. Mommy, what happened?
What a baby! If a wild boar ever messed with me, I'd beat it up.
Have you run into one?
Uh-huh. I peed all over him to show him his paws.
It's been years now, but she said the time had passed as though in a dream or a fairy tale. To Mom, it had been.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Comic Pop Gets Animated with Wolf Children. I'm Richard, along with
Lenny.
And we are brought to you by Comic Pop Library. And as I mentioned, we are going to be looking at Wolf Children today. And this is one done by Mamoru Hashida, and that is the director. And to give the information on it, Hannah was a student before she was a mother. She was bright and pretty, and her future held endless possibilities. Then she met a man who turned out to be a wolf, and together they built a family. Hannah loved her mate fiercely, but fate took him from her, leaving her alone with two unusual kids she didn't know how to raise. Frightened of being discovered, Hannah and her wolf children fled to the countryside to build a new life. Raising her little wild things was an adventure. It left Hannah bruised, scratched, exhausted, and joyously overwhelmed as her pups grew stronger and wandered further every day. This is a mother's journey. Teach your children to chase their dreams and smile through the tears as they disappear into the world in search of who they will become. Hannah wasn't always a mother, but it was always what she was meant to be.
And to teach them not to scratch themselves in public.
Or to pee in the corner.
Or all over the boar. Which I honestly think that's my very favorite line in that movie. It's hilarious. The little girl's just like, I peed all over him.
Gotta show him who's boss.
That's the best.
This is one. It is an anime, but it is a standalone movie. It's rated PG and is 117 minutes long. So for libraries or for your personal collections, it's just going to be a one-stop shop experience. Just buy the one disc and you're good to go. And so you don't have to worry about continuous disc to be purchased.
Yeah, and there's no really way to make a sequel, I think.
Not really.
That's the story. Deal with it. And it's a really complete story. They didn't leave anything for you to wonder about, you know, like it pretty much it gives you closure that you're looking for in a good movie. Especially in a family film. Like it,
yeah.
It's like what Disney should be.
And it does have that Disney-esque moment where
The father dies. And they tell you, I can go ahead and tell you. And I felt real special when I predicted it like 5 seconds before it happened. But yeah, it was very cliche, wasn't it? And I mean, I guess it had to happen for it to build our story. If I'd have read the box, I'd have known, okay, well, it's not that cliche because that's how this story's coming together. He knows what he's doing. If he would have been there, she wouldn't have been lost and it wouldn't have been nearly as much fun for us. So really interesting story. The woman is so frightened of her government and like them cutting up and experimenting on her werewolf children that she hides them in the mountains and from the SRS. She's kind of like a criminal.
In a sense.
And
but would you call them werewolves, though?
No, no. This is definitely more of a spirit creature. I think it's more of a Japanese phenomenon. They're true wolves. They turn
a shapeshifter almost to the actual wolf.
I think that what I could most closely identify these with are the Louisiana deep folklore Rougarous, which are, if you've ever seen True Blood, Rougarous are basically what Sam was. And because in the Louisiana folklore, the werewolf, which is what it basically normally took the form of a wolf, but according to their folklore, a Rougarou could take any form. So, unlike Sam in that show, basically imprint on anything and take it. But and that's how the folklore goes. So they didn't call it that in the show because it's kind of a funny word. It comes from the French loup garou, which actually means werewolf. And so what else do I have to say about that? So these, and the biggest, most important thing is they shape change at will. Sometimes just because of their emotions, it's not really at will, but they are causing it. It's not a moon or some sort of disease. It's part of who they are and they can control it, but not completely, which makes it fun.
Right. And these, of course, are in the form of the wolf and they can semi-transform or they don't,
and that's almost a werewolf. Yeah, it's almost a werewolf feature to be that half man, half wolf hybrid.
And a lot of the cute scenes with the kids when they were grown out
is while they're wolfing out. Yeah,
in between the wolf and the child.
But there's no pain. It's not a torturous. It's not like it's not a negative thing. The funny thing is these kids could have been celebrities. And their mother could have had a whole different set of problems if she had decided just to go public and say, okay, so my children are wolves. And really, but dude, I think the government, whether it was Japan or the United States, would have taken those children, at least, you know, put them in Guantanamo Bay for the rest of their lives, if not doing weird experiments. And I'm sorry, don't trust the government. And yeah, those kids, I would have hit in the mountains with those kids, too.
All it would take is them biting one person and then...
Yeah, all of a sudden they're a dog. Yeah, well, we're going to have to put you down, kid, you know.
Which is something they kind of deal with in the show.
They do.
Because she doesn't... the girl doesn't bite anybody, but she scratches at them and almost rips the kid's ear off.
Yeah, she's very powerful, even at a young age. And the kid, anti-narcs, he says there was a wolf there. It wasn't her, obviously, because she's a little girl. You idiots. But he knew. He knew it was her. He wasn't an idiot. No. And he was protecting her. And I thought that's one thing that's a bit misleading.
True.
When you read the read in on this, it is very much about these two children as much as it is about the mother. The mother's great, number one character, awesome character, Hannah. Awesome story. She goes through quite an ordeal. And then the two kids, it follows them both as well. And they go through so much.
She's probably, I want to say, Ame is the girl. Yuki is the boy.
No, Yuki's the girl.
Yuki's the girl.
Ame is the little boy,
that's
yeah.
Right, that's mm-hmm. right. Had him backwards, you're right.
Yeah.
But she was probably, you say, maybe seventh grade at the end of the story?
13, yeah.
Somewhere in there?
Sixth grade.
And he was basically a year younger?
I think he was like 10 at the end of the story. He moved... He was a man, and he had aged in dog years, tragically. So he turned 10 and grew a beard and told his mom while he was smoking a cigarette, I'm off to get a job taking care of this mountain.
Minus the beard and the cigarette, but yes. You just see him up there, I need my tea, smoking his cigarette.
Yeah. The kid is
licking the ashes in the river. No,
their problems only grow, and they eventually learn that they just have to, you know, kind of deal with what they have, and it works out really great. One thing I have to say for anyone that is a visual stimulation fan, This story has some movement scenes where they really did some of the best animation work I have seen in a while, and really just mind-boggling. There's a part where they're going through a river, and a part, I think, where they're going down a hill, and it's and some of it is very simple scenery stuff, but it's just breathtaking.
It feels like you're right there in that moment going
The animation is very 3D, even in a 2D setup, and it's very exquisite. The animation all through the movie is good. It's high-quality Japanese animation. The highest quality, I would compare it with Miyazaki, with Studio Ghibli, that kind of stuff. So it's highest quality, and then they have these cutscenes that I think they it's obviously computer generated, and it's
right.
cutting edge like stuff. I mean, they blend it really well though. It doesn't stand out or look weird, and it's just like they only really use it for their backgrounds on their really fast movement scenes. So it has this really interesting effect on you, and I think that people that like animation a lot are really going to like that feature of this movie.
And some of the studio houses that worked on this was Nippon Television Network, Studio Chizu, and Madhouse. And almost everybody knows who Madhouse is in the anime community, if you're familiar.
Yeah, they good studios. Yeah, these are this high-quality movie and definitely worth seeing. It's a great family film. I have a family. I definitely want my kids to see it.
Well, this is one. There is a little bit of... How do I want to put this? It is PG, but it's you don't see really anything of what's happening. But there is I don't want to call it a sex scene because it's not really a sex scene.
There's a love scene.
There you go.
There's a love scene.
But it's all in shadow.
Parent discretion is advised. Please be wary that there is a love scene, but it's not lewd, and I would not call it R or anything like that.
However,
I think the writers got it right.
A few discussions about. Why did he turn?
It's a little closer to Japanese idea of what PG is than the American idea of what PG is. So just if your kids are a little sheltered, if you're a little prudish, just beware there is a little bit of a sensual, I'll call it a sensual
scene,
aspect to it, and really just one.
But otherwise, it's a very good family drama. Really.
I'm going to let my kids watch, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. That's my choice, and my kids are a little older. I think they can handle this.
And I think if you let them watch it and it's close enough to Halloween, which I know this might be put up beforehand, but maybe afterwards, it'd be very simple costumes, just wolf ears, wolf tail, and clothes, and maybe painting their nose kind of brownish on the tip.
Yeah, the little brown nose is key. These wolf children, when they do their kind of halfway morphing on accident, like when they hiccup and stuff like that or get mad, and it's the funnest part of the movie. And the beginning, it's all in the beginning when they're real young, and it's just crazy the stuff they get into. Because it would be like raising a baby and a puppy rolled. If you can imagine having two young puppies that are also human babies and can talk back. They make messes like puppies, but they talk back like kids. So that's what you got. I mean, and the fact that this isn't the tale of how the mother lost her mind and murdered her young wolf children.
No, it's not.
It isn't that tale.
This is one of those.
It could have taken
ones.
A turn. She gets pretty close a couple times. I see her snap a few pencils.
This was actually came out in 2012 back in Japan, so this is a few years old, but I think it was just released in either the very last part of 13 or very beginning of 14. So it's still going to be out there where you can get it. If anything else, you can jump to your internet jobbers and websites and pick it up there if need be, but you might be able to get it at your local movie house as well, whatever your flavor is, whether it's Hastings, Baker, Taylor, Amazon, whatever. You could probably find it there.
They should have it. I've actually seen it since we watched it. I think at Hastings.
Probably. And the main company that picked it up for the main company that picked it up for the North American market was Funimation. So
everybody knows Funimation. There. Yeah, that's...
So they do quality work as well. They're not...
I like Funimation,
bad. They're wanting to bring over quality work from Japan, and this is one that definitely was. Just on the front cover, I can't really read it because they're really small and I don't have my glasses. They won like 5 different type of, it looks like, awards, probably independent movie awards if I was guessing.
His vision isn't that bad. This is really small. I have very good vision. So Japan Academy Prize, the Japanese Academy, so it's like their top.
Academy Awards.
They won the 2013 Best Animation Film, the 2012 Animation Film Award for a different, I can't read that part, but it's not that good. It's also faded. And then another 2012 award for something, Child and Family Audience, or something like that.
It's hard to read.
An Audience Choice Award in 2013, too. So that's from the New York International Children's Film Festival for 2013. Okay. That was the final one. So they've won some pretty prestigious awards for this. It's an award-winning show. You should check it out. Yeah. It's a good time.
And I could try to give you the original title here. It's Okami Kodomo no Ami to Yuki. And that was the original title over in Japan. So,
which does not mean wolf children, by the way.
True.
I don't know what it means. I don't know. I'm not sure. But that doesn't mean wolf children, I promise you.
Get me in trouble if I say something different.
In fact, it might mean wolf children. That's how little I do know Japanese. It just doesn't sound like it.
But this is one, whether it's for a library collection or a personal collection, this would be a good one to place in your collection. Probably $20, if that. By now, since it's been on the market for a little while, you might even be able to get it cheaper in some places. But this is one I definitely recommend to pick up for your collections and enjoy. Don't let it sit there. Watch it at least once, because I know I'm kind of one of those that is guilty. Sometimes I watch something once, but if I enjoy it enough, I'll pick it up and I'll keep it there because my retirement's coming.
You'll have more time soon, Richard. I'm definitely going to watch it again. Like I said, my kids haven't seen it. I'm going to pick it up and watch it with my kids because I think it's got good lessons. It's a story that gives good messages about, like it says on the box, the kids teaching children to go their own way and follow their dreams, and that's a really important thing to me. So it's something that I hope my kids like because I really want them to see it, and I really hope that they enjoy it as much as I did as an adult watching little kids' shows.
And if you're a sensitive person, you might even shed a tear.
Yeah, I didn't. That anyone saw. The room was dark, but...
I think that's going to about do it for us. Like I said, if you're interested in Japanese anime, and even if you're not, this would be a good introductory point if you want to bring some of your friends into it. This would be a good film to do that as well. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. We also have a Facebook page. Just look up Comic Pop Library. Send us some comments, even if it's just to say hi. We'll be glad to hear from you. And
we will read your comments. Yeah. Send comments if you want to be famous.
Yeah. So we enjoy everybody out there that sits and listens to us or is in the car listening to us. We definitely want to thank everybody out there supporting us. We're having fun here. We hope you're having fun out there. We will see you the next go-around. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.